Who and What Are Aliens? By Sherry Schreiner. Who and What Are Aliens? Anyway, one of the first questions I had listed to go through was, who and what are aliens? Aliens are fallen angels, folks. There were two different rebellions back in the early days. You had Satan's rebellion against the Lord when he wanted to become like God and was kicked out of heaven. Then you have Enoch's rebellion, the Watcher's rebellion. Two different rebellions, and that's why you have two different main variations of aliens, being one, they're giants. One set of different factions of these alien/fallen angels are all humanoid giants. We're talking 7, 8, 9, 10 foot tall. Then you have the other, like Satan and his group, that are lizards, greys, the reptilians, and snakes. There are 200 different variations of the ugly type beings that we call aliens. That's the difference, because when Satan rebelled, his whole judgment was not given to him at that time, because his whole judgment will come when he is chained and cast into the lake of fire after the 1,000-year reign. He still gets, even after this time, one more attempt to usurp the authority of God. But back then, part of his judgment and those that were with him was to lose their angelic looks. So they lost their angelic looks, it was part of their immediate judgment. Even after having lost their angelic looks, Satan, like I've said, his kingdom is very high-tech. He has been able to create these clone races controlled by the hive mind capacity of chip implantation, like the greys. The small greys are all chip implanted and controlled. There are other races like them who have been manipulated and created by Satan to use them as slaves, to do their footwork. Where you got the giants, the Anunnaki that are tall and humanoid and angelic looking, these are the children, the ancestors and down the line of the Watchers that fell to come to Earth to procreate with human women. You can read about that in Enoch. I believe they were standing on Mt. Hermon. There were 200 officers and they had tens of thousands of angels underneath them. It wasn't just a handful of Watchers that decided to leave heaven and come to Earth at that time, it was hundreds of thousands. They came to Earth, they took what women they chose, which means they were abducting, raping them and impregnating them. These women were giving birth to giants. The giants they were giving birth to, Enoch talks about two brothers that were 30 furlongs tall. I'm imagining that's about 30 feet tall, just huge beings. In the time of Noah and earlier, you just had these huge giants on the earth. When you really sit back and try to look and think about life was like on earth back then, it'll blow your mind. The churches give you one impression. The History Channel will give you another impression. Then there's the truth. According to Enoch, one of these brothers alone ate 500 cattle a day. When there were no animals, they would just start eating humans. This is what they were going through. When the Lord wiped out the world with a flood, he destroyed the Nephilim at that time, the hybrid children of the unions between these women and angels. I heard Daniel Ott ask a guest this the other night on his show. He asked his guest, did human women procreate with these giants? It wasn't the giants they were procreating with, that was the result of their offspring, these huge giants. Angelic beings to begin with are going to be tall, about 7 to 8 feet tall, but that's not necessarily a huge giant that we would think of today, 15-20 feet tall. Remember, the giant that David took down was 9.5 feet tall. David was small. I can relate to David, he was small, 5'4 to 5'6. He had 3 stones. He didn't just take down Goliath, he took his brothers down with him. That's why I liked that movie 300. I don't know if you saw it last summer. You get a good picture of Sparta going to war against this God King. That was the whole thing I wanted to see, because these god kings that ruled on the earth at that time. These satanic beings, that's how it was. These giants and these different types of animals on the earth at that time. Satan always trying to create his own animals and his own humans. I've talked about that before in my articles and on my show. The missing link between cavemen and human was that Satan created the one and the Lord created the other. You will never be able to connect those two. Satan has never been able to duplicate the Lord's perfect plan, his perfect blueprint of a human. That's because of the soul. Man became a living soul when the Lord breathed through the nostrils of Adam, he declared that man was a living soul. Satan cannot duplicate that. They will never find the missing link between Satan's experiments of a caveman and mankind. Satan's been furious since and has tried to destroy the Lord's creation. Sherry's blog, Thursday, March 13, 2008. http://sherrysreiner.blogspot.com/2008/03/transcribe-3-10-08.html. Sherry Schreiner, Dragon Slayer. Why is the church silent on UFOs, aliens, abductions, implantations, and forced breedings? Why is the church silent on UFOs, aliens, abductions, implantations, and forced breedings? Some of the clusters I found. Anunnaki, assigned, Gardenland, Eden. God, creation, watchman, keeper, Gardenland, Eden, mutiny, revolt, rebellion. Also, Anunnaki, cherub, angel, seraph, disgrace, dishonor, shame, disgraceful, mutiny, rebellion, revolt, forfeit, forfeiture, retribution, punishment, Yahuwah, Lord, God. These Anunnaki are not our creators. As you can see, they themselves were created beings by God in heaven and were assigned to watch over the earth. When they rebelled, they were cast out of heaven, their first estate, but were allowed to remain in the first and second heavens and inhabit other planets and star systems who visit the earth in UFOs. Many of them also have underground bases here in the earth. In the following years, many believe the theory of evolution will be discredited from the very founders themselves and their pawns. Those working the New World Order alien agenda will then promote through government disinfo scientists that mankind was created in a test tube by these Anunnaki and that these Anunnaki are our creators. This is part of the grand illusion and lie at the end of days. These Anunnaki are also known as Nephilim and several other names. Instead of preaching the truth, our churches changed the truth to lies and preached the sons of Seth facade, changing the truth of scriptures. These angels were the sons of God who rebelled against him. Our churches also took the book of Enoch out of the scriptures to hide this worldwide hybridization and the truth about who these aliens are and what they are doing. Another dominant faction of the aliens are the Draconians. The term Draconian is found in Genesis 1:27 and this was funny because I stumbled on a cluster that detailed a few terms including Sherry, Schreiner, Troublesome, Nagger, Noisy. Warfare, Combat, Dragon, Draconian. Well, I am always up for ruining a dragon party or plan. Dragon and Draconian are relatively the same terms. Draconian means dragon. Yahuwah is raising his people up to fight against them, sometimes referred to as dragon slayers. We do not need weapons of their warfare. We have our own. While working on this code, the fun was just starting. It seems there is much more to come. Sherry, Schreiner, thrilling, anointing, overpowering, shocking. Ohio, lineage, provenance. I presume it's not only the Argonne surprise we have waiting for them when they arrive, but the fact that I was able to decode them and expose them before they even got here. Within the same code I found. Nibiru Army, residence, home, dragon. Carrier transporter, demonic. This is more confirmation that Planet X, Nibiru, is a carrier and the home of the dragons and it is bringing them closer to Earth for a showdown. They are the armies of Lucifer, the Antichrist, who will help him conquer and control the earth for 42 months. They are hostile, violent, and evil. I've been sounding the alarms on this for years. Babylon is America, and they will conquer and control America just as revealed in the codes. In Babylon, America, capital, conquered. Just because they are going to conquer our country does not mean we have to lie down and make it easy for them. Fight back. Argon asphyxiates them. They cannot breathe where there is argon. Check out my websites at http://www.tearingdownstrongholds.com and http://www.argoneblasters.com. What does argon do? The codes reveal: sabotage, disaster, annihilation, argon. Toxicant, poisonous asphyxia. The codes confirm that aliens cannot breathe where there is argon. Protect your home, neighborhood, town, city, state. Other terms associated with Planet X are: Planet X, planet, star, earth, judgment, Yahuwah, and time, hell. This planet will be used by Yahuwah to fulfill his judgments on mankind described in the Book of Revelation. Earth, pole, shake, upturned, Old Testament, Pentateuch, and time. As this planet gets closer and closer to Earth, it will disrupt the balance of our planet and solar system, causing cataclysmic events and a shaking of the Earth, which indicates a possible pole shift. These clusters were also found together. NWO, New World Order, Babylon, Mobilization, Doorway, Opening. NASA, Nuclear, Missile, Naval, Does NASA Try to Destroy This Planet? Rebel, Attack, Authority, NASA, The Inhabitants of This Planet Will Attack the Authority of NASA. NASA, Bewildered, Furious, Infuriated, NASA is dumbfounded, not what they expected at. Cruel, interferer, tyrannous, inhabitant. When will our government stop playing the games and being played as fools by the aliens? Will it be too late before they finally see this? The destruction and fiasco caused by the coming of this planet will begin the full mobilization of the New World Order. Once you see this planet arrive, the arrival and entrance of the Antichrist is closely following, and we are already seeing its presence in the eastern skies in the early morning hours. In the Book of Revelation, the Bible details horrible judgments and plagues, famines, earthquakes, wars, water contamination, and much more inflicted upon the earth after the arrival of this planet and then subsequently the Antichrist. Hailed as a man of peace, the Antichrist will bring nothing but destruction and death, and this is literal, not only because of his economic policies he enforces on the world, but because by bringing in his armies to help him enforce these policies, the entrance of their planet, carrier, destroys our planet in the process. The aliens are coming. Sure, they've been here all along, but not like they are going to be. Millions of Anuk and Dracos helping the Antichrist take over the world. Do not be fooled, Lucifer does not need man's armies to run this world when he has got his own immortal armies. The only way to defend yourself against their evil, violent, cannibalistic 8-foot selves is with and through Yahuwah. It is the Anuk who will help enforce the mark of the beast, and it is they who will persecute and exterminate anyone who refuses to join Lucifer's one-world government. The men of old, the men of renown, will have returned, and they want to destroy you. If you have backslidden, then get back with Yahuwah. If you are on the fence, get off it. The end days are here. Yahuwah told me, the world has run its course, the prophecies of old will be fulfilled. Time is ticking. Excerpt from Planet X, Sedna and Tau Atis, Signs in the Sky, Armies of the Antichrist. http://www.sherryshreiner.com/sherry/x-sedna-to.htm. Are aliens in the Bible? One of the things I started talking about last week was aliens in the Bible, because you get so tired of hearing there are no aliens in the Bible, when they're all over the place. People just need to know what to look for and the terms that were used. So I'm going to pick up with that tonight and talk about some more references. Most people don't realize that aliens are nothing but fallen angels. We know them as the Nephilim and the Anunnaki in the past, and they are coming back in the last days. The Lord said, if you want to know the end, then you need to know the beginning. So that's what I've been focusing on. And I have a 4-part Series as in the days of Noah at my websites, thewatcherfiles.com and sherryshreiner.com. I'm simply just bringing that up again so people learn how to recognize things. I mentioned quite a few scriptures last week where these fallen angels are found, aliens in the Bible. So, we'll pick that up again this week. Like I've said, if you want to really get into research, you can go to wikipedia.org and spend days there just putting in search terms. It's all there now. It's much easier now than it's ever been. People really have no excuse for not obtaining knowledge and learning things. All this stuff is right there at your fingertips basically now. If you look in the Bible, the word Anak occurs 9 times in 8 verses in just in the KJV. In Numbers 13:33, and there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. This is Caleb and Joshua describing to Moses. He had them go out into the promised land that the Lord promised Moses. They were in the desert now. Just to backtrack, in the Exodus they crossed the Red Sea and are wandering in the wilderness, and the Lord is finally going to let them obtain the promised land. The problem is there are giants in the land. You've all heard the story about the 12 spies who went out to spy on the land and came back and gave Moses the report. What they were saying is, there are giants. They're huge. We're like grasshoppers. This is literal. When you get into studying the history and topography at the time, one of the things you'll find that there wasn't just one or two cities of giants, folks, there were hundreds of them. And so interesting. Because even if you jump ahead to the time of King David, the Philistines had 60 walled villages just within the Philistines. So it's a much different picture of how things actually were back then, than the ones the churches give you today. And I know it's huge to get over the mind block, because so many of us have preconceived notions on how things were back then. That's what I like doing. I like shattering illusions, because I have to shatter my own to even begin to teach anybody else what things were really like back then so we can get a grasp of it. We are really so clueless as to what our ancient history is and was. Considering who runs our seminaries today, the New Agers and Satanists, and who holds a lot of the truths in all their secret societies. You have the Masons, the Templars, and all these satanic groups that withhold truth from the public. You have the Rockefellers publishing all our school textbooks. They do their best to suppress truth so that people are ignorant of their past. They suppress all the truths. It's very interesting when you start to get into learning about the past. They have blocked and marred it to the point to where they call them myths. They label everything as mythology, Greek mythology or mythological. So people stop thinking at that point because they think it's fiction. And they can't grasp the fact that the people that are over you, that are giving you the things for you to read, are lying to you. When you start to throw out everything you've learned and learn everything all over again, the things that are true start to ring out. So that's the biggest thing in researching, just asking the Lord to reveal the truth in all things. And don't be so quick to throw things out just because a Satanist tells you to. They don't want you to know the truth. There is a continuation again of the Anak in Numbers 13:32-33. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land, through which we have gone to search it, is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. So it's a land that devours its inhabitants. They eat their own. I don't know how much clearer that can get. I don't even have to go into let's see what they really meant to say there. They would eat their own. One of the things that Enoch talks about, people want to know which version of Enoch to read, because there are two different versions of Enoch. There's the Slavonic version of Enoch and the Ethiopian version of Enoch. I have them read the Ethiopian version of Enoch. It's on my website at sherishriner.com. One thing that he talks about is two particular kinds of giants back then. They were 33 fathoms tall. I think that translates to 500 feet tall in our language. 500 feet tall. And they would eat 500 cattle a day. That's how much food they ate. And when they ran out of animals, they would start eating humans. So, not only do you have two giants who were brothers, that were both at least 500 feet. Okay, even if we say a fathom is less than that, say half, that's 250 feet, you can't even see his kneecaps at that point. So, it gives new meaning to Jack and the Beanstalk. If you can just imagine what these people were living through. One of the reasons that the Lord destroyed Earth with a flood was because of all the crossbreeding that was going on, not just between humans and fallen angels, but with the animals as well, because they also took the animals and were crossbreeding the animals. A lot of these mythological creatures that you hear about, that they call mythological creatures, actually existed. A lot of them actually existed. 1. Of the things I found interesting while studying Greek mythology, is that a lot of these beings they talk about actually existed. They will go into the Hollywood thing where they'll start glorifying something, especially when they died. They would put them as a constellation in the sky. Some of it is chew the grass and spit out the hay, and they do Hollywood ise a lot of things, but a lot of it is true. So a lot of these beings, Hercules and all these figures that people think are myths, actually existed at one time. It's very interesting. The Anakin, you'll find them mentioned 8 times like I said in the Old Testament in the KJV. The Anakin are a branch or a faction of the Nephilim. Nephilim is a term for overall giants in those days. Anyuk are a branch of them. They are the long-necked ones. They were the Egyptian giants you see in past history. The long-necked Egyptians weren't human, folks. Those were part of the giant class. They were the Anakin. They had the long necks and big elongated heads. The big egg heads. Those were the former Egyptians actually descended from Mars. So what I find interesting about this Mithraea coming, and I actually laugh about the different aspects of him. One of the things I've said to watch for is his big egg head. I've actually seen in the Bible codes where it refers to him as egghead, because he has one of those big elongated heads. Archaeologists have unearthed skulls of beings in the past with these huge heads. That's what he's going to have and why he wears that turban, to try and hide that egghead of his as he comes here telling us that he's a great world teacher and how great he is and blah, blah, blah. He's just one of them. I've talked about how they re-returning. The Nephilim and Anak are returning. We have several different groups of giants and different types of aliens that are returning. That's what I talk about in my articles on my websites and my book The Bible Codes Revealed. The coming UFO invasion. There are different groups and different factions of aliens. In the Bible, you'll see different terms related to these different types of groups. MM are referred to as the fearful ones. Refame the dead ones and Anakin the long-necked ones. These aren't always referring to one group of giants, but several different classes of giants that existed in the earlier days. The Refame is the title that the Book of Joshua states was given to the Aborigines who were conquered and dispossessed by the Canaanite tribes. The text states that a few Refame had survived, one of them being Og, the king of Bashan. Og of Bashan is recorded as having a 13-foot-long bed. The Refame lived in Canaan. The Ammonites and Moabites referred to as the Ammons, the fearful ones. The Moabites and the Ammonites are all children of Lot. If you remember that story about Lot, they thought that the world was going to end. So his daughters didn't want the world to end without having children. Got their father drunk and he ended up impregnating both of them. The Edomites, the Moabites, and the Ammonites are children from these incestuous relationships that he had with his daughters. That's why you'll see in the Bible where it was forbidden to any one of those generations from entering into the congregation of Israel to the 10th generation. It's because of the way those races came about. Other interesting things, if you look in the books of Samuel, you'll read about the Philistines. The Philistines were another race of giants that existed in David's day. If you look at the Garden of Eden until the flood, you have giants as tall as 500 feet. You have them eating all the animals and the herbs of the land. Then when they ran out of animals, they ate people. So you can just imagine, we see it as T-Rexes. On the Saturday morning cartoons and some of these movies they come out with, The Lost World and Jurassic Park, where the T-Rexes are chasing the humans. There were people being chased by giants for almost 1,000 years before the flood would destroy them all. It's very interesting that if you read at world population sites, what our world possibly looked like back then. There are scientists and biblical researchers that estimate that there could have been close to 2 or 3 billion people on the earth before the flood wiped them out. 2 to 3 billion people would be just under half of the population of the world today. You have to understand, they didn't die early back then. You have Methuselah, who lived almost 1,000 years. You have Adam, Noah, and others living 700 to 900 years each. And they produced many children. Just because the Bible lists only several of their sons that were born, that doesn't mean that they were the only children that they had. The Hebrews never listed the daughters that were born. They could have 100 daughters before they finally got a son. It seems strange, doesn't it, that Noah, I think he had his first son was listed 100 years or so after he was even married. It's very interesting they didn't list all the children that were born. They probably had no way to do that, but listed only the children that were known. So there were tons of children being born. Adam and Eve had many sons and daughters after the three boys, it's just not detailed. If you look at the books of Adam and Eve, they talk about Adam having children with another woman. So it goes on and on. More than we know. With long lifespans and within a generation, people were having eons of kids. People are estimating that between 2 and 3 billion people could have been on the earth. The lowest estimate that I've seen from anybody is 250 million. That's the lowest estimate. And that's a far cry from picturing people living in a desert in tents. It said the first thing Cain did was build a city and named it after his son. Cain and Seth had similar lineage names. Seth has an Enos. Cain had an Enos. Seth had an Enoch. Cain had an Enoch. They have similar names that they named their children. So a lot of people think when you are talking about Enoch that you're talking about Cain's son Enoch. There are two different Enochs. One from Cain and one from Seth. There are two different genealogies. We not only have that to deal with, but by the time the flood came upon the earth, Noah was the 10th generation from Adam. So there were many, many thousands, we are talking 250 million to 3 billion people on earth at that time. Just between those generations there are thousands of children born in Seth's line and Cain's line. Then you have the different lines from other children. Then you have the Watchers falling, procreating with human women and producing their own races and lines. So just pure havoc on the world. Cities everywhere, it's not as dirt and camel run as we tend to think it is. We have this view that there was nothing going on back then, so why not just flood it all? It wouldn't hurt anybody. Just kill a couple of people in Noah City. We have to change our concepts, folks. I was reading what some pastor wrote, a synopsis of the Genesis flood. He stated that if you looked at today's population and the statistics of Noah and his family, only 8 surviving from the flood at that time. If the flood were to happen today, only 56 people would survive. 56 righteous people would be found on Earth. So this is what, about 4 or 5,000 years after the flood. And we have a population of 7 billion, so if we went on those statistics, there were so many people on the earth in those days in Noah's time and only 8 survived. Today with 7 billion, only 56 would survive. 56 righteous would survive. That gives new meaning to narrow is the gate. The Lord will never destroy the earth with a flood again, He will destroy it the second time with fire. It's very interesting when you study about back then and start looking at what the actual cities, people, and times were like. I know if you look at maps. I'll post some on my websites later this week. I was actually going to go ahead and write some kind of an article about our ancient past. If you look at the maps of just Europe, I don't have any maps of the West, the United States. I think there is an overall, general view map of the entire world. All of Africa, all of Europe, all of Russia and all of Asia were all populated areas. All populated areas. Even Australia at that time looked to be a lot closer. Of course you know how they move stuff on maps so it does look closer. But the Aborigines that do inhabit Australia who were probably the original inhabitants of Australia got there somehow. They used to be all connected in one big land mass until they were all split up and the continents divided. And that's happened over time. When you look at the races that inhabited different areas and regions, the Chinese were dominant in the Middle East before they migrated further east. You look at Cain when he was expelled away from the family, he went east to the land of Nod, east of Eden. Most people have a general view that the Garden of Eden was in today's Mesopotamia, today's Iraq. If you look at non-canonical books, they place the garden over towards the Gulf of Aden, over by Africa and Jordan. So it's interesting that we have two different views on where the Garden of Eden was. But either way, we have the flood and it wipes out 2 to 3 billion people on earth, if that's the true number. The Lord starts all over again, and what happens is it starts all over again. The angels continued to rebel and fall from heaven. They are not held in heaven. They have free will. Angels today can leave heaven. They don't have to stay there. They can leave. So they continue to fall. Genesis 6:4 says they fell before the flood and after. So they continued to fall and we have giants springing up in the land again. By 1,000 years after the flood when David is king, he has the Philistines who have 60 walled cities. Goliath was 9.5 feet tall. All of the Philistines were a tall giant race. They were not the Anaks, they were the Philistines. So you have them all over the place. If you look into Greek mythology, we have the Greek Olympians against the giants. I thought that was interesting. I had never really had paid attention to that before. I had never really got into Greek mythology before. To me, it was all a bunch of hocus pocus. Then you start realize that a lot of what they were saying is true. I gotta study this. I gotta relearn all of this. So we'll get into that a little bit. Books you might want to read are Jubilees, the Book of Jasher and the Book of Enoch. All three books are mentioned in the KJV, but then the actual books themselves were never put in. Why? to suppress the truth. The Nephilim, the fallen angels. What our past was. The Grigori, who are the watchers. They suppress a lot. If you take those three books out, all we have is the mention of them in the book of Jude, a mention of them in 2 Peter, and then scattered references throughout some of Paul's books and mostly the Old Testament. So people have a very limited view. I just want to continue on to some of these passages in relation to fallen angels in the Bible. If you look at the books of Numbers and Deuteronomy, you'll see a lot of these races that Joshua and Caleb encountered in overtaking the land of Israel. Joshua 15:13. Arba was the father of Anak. The greatest of the giants was Anakin. It was the city of Arba. Deuteronomy 9:2, confirming once again about the Anakins being long-necked, dwelled in southern Canaan and also Egypt. You can see Egypt's history being dominated by the long-necked giants. One thing they did was just group everybody up into the same category as Nephilim or giants. Instead of referring to a certain faction of giant, they would just refer to them as one group of giants. The Canaanites were Cain's children. What you see is them coming through even after the flood through Ham's children. You have the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Amorites, and the Girgashites. These were the children that Esau mingled with. Remember the scripture, Jacob I loved, Esau I hated? That was the reason why Esau was hated. Esau mingled with Cain's seed. The defiled seed was brought back through Ham's sons, Canaan, and Cush. You would have to follow the migrations after Noah's flood. Noah had separated his sons and gave them each a portion of land to go to. Ham was supposed to have all of Africa, but what he did instead of going to Africa, which he did eventually, he also settled parts of Israel, Palestine that was given to Shem. Ham went all over the Middle East. You have to follow a lot of these tribes. Not only did Abraham have two sons, Isaac and Ishmael, but he had three other sons with another woman. So not only does he have the races of the Jews and the Arabs, but who knows what else his other sons had. It's all over the place. Abraham is the father of many, many, many different races. And not only at the time of just Arabs and Jews, but you have lots children, lots races at the time, Cain's coming through Ham's children. And you have the angels starting again defiling and breeding more giants again. So what I find interesting about the giants this time is that a flood didn't take them out, the Lord used man to take them out. You'll read of David going up to battle against most of the cities of the giants in Palestine, Israel, in Jordan, and those cities, taking out the giants there. What is interesting is you also have the Greeks. People like Hercules were not giants, but people born with supernatural powers. So they went after the giants because they were rivals of the giants. If you look even in Greek mythology, you'll see that it was the Greeks taking out the rest of the giants. Eventually they just extinguished themselves off the earth. People want to know what happened to the giants. Well, that's what happened, they just eventually extinguished themselves off the earth. The people hated them. That's why the giants would live in their own walled cities. I think they weren't afraid of anybody else coming up against them, but maybe that's exactly what happened because the humans hated them. You have to think, why would giants be scared of little grasshoppers coming up against them? If you look at how these people killed the giants, David got Goliath to his knees. He knocked him out, then took a sword and cut off his head. You'll find that with those who called themselves the Greek Olympians fought against the giants. They could be overcome. Once they were overcome, they would just chop off their head to kill them. It's interesting in the fact that even though they were part man, part beast, they could be killed. We know. And we saw them killed. There were millions of them killed in the flood. I don't know the numbers killed in the flood compared to humans. Then they came back again after the flood. Also the two sons of Ham. You have Canaan and Mizraim, both of those sons breeding into mixed races where they mixed with angelic offspring. Ham's son Canaan's race was cursed by the Lord, that he would be servants for his brothers. You look at the ancient Canaanites, which is what we call Israel and Lebanon. A lot of them are children of Canaan, Ham's son. In Africa you see Mizraim settling and having a lot of children. It just goes on and on. If you look at these biblical genealogies of where people settled, one thing is clear, there was a huge mix of people and giants back in the days. The giants eventually were extinguished. By the time the Lord arrived in 1 AD, if you look at the topography maps of 1 AD, you're going to see all of Europe, all of Africa, all of India, Asia, and Russia. All of the continents are just dotted with cities and people. Even at the time when Yahushua was born in 1 AD, 250 million people were on the earth already. The earth built up to 2 to 3 billion and then everybody was killed in the flood. But 8 people, time starts all over again, and by the time you get to 1 AD, when Yahushua was born on earth, it's back up to 250 million people. So that's still a far cry from people living in tents in deserts with not much going on back then. Laughs, you get a new perspective on what the world was really like back then. I found that interesting. You can just go online and research. Everything is right at your fingertips. The flood may have killed off 2 or 3 billion people, but like I've said before, if you look at the ancient races on earth, the Asian races, Central America, South America, all of these races, the Mexicans, the Chinese, the Japanese, anything. Say, really. The Vietnamese, the Taiwanese. All these Asian nations worship the serpent and the dragon. So in folklore and in the ancient, when the Lord walked the earth, China was in the Han Dynasty at that time. China and India, even back then the population numbers were prominent. If you look today, they probably have 20 to 40% of the world's population. And that's the way it was back then. I'm sure a huge bulk of the 250 million were in China and India. Also scattered throughout Europe. And they don't even have a representation of America at that time. They do know that there were a lot of settlements in North America today, where some of these Indian tribes can trace their lineage back to the Chinese, Japanese, the Atlanteans, South America, and Central America. The native tribes in the Old West actually were just different cultures and different tribes from various races that had migrated over here. At one time, everything was very accessible. There was even a lot of exploring going on back then. I know they say that America was discovered in 1492 by Columbus. That's a bunch of hogwash. It's always been here. There's always been people living here. They didn't discover anything, that's just the year the British decided they were going to take over the land. Laughs, whatever the history books want to tell you. Yeah, don't always believe the Rockefellers. Every time I want to look at textbooks and even my kids' textbooks, I just want to scream because it's the Rockefellers and Satanists who are controlling what your children learn and are suppressing and keeping the truth away from what our children learn. But that should give you a brief overview. Even in the last days, Daniel in 2:43 warned, when given a vision, and whereas thou saw iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. he was talking about the fallen angels in the last days mingling themselves with the seed of men. Even the last empire that would rule on earth is going to be, and what we are starting to see and what I have been warning about for years, is this alien agenda. This new age slash alien empire that's going to come up on the earth. The serpent seed is dominant here. I've talked about the soul scalping and the walking in and the different ways they take over and inhabit bodies in America and around the world. I remember a couple of years ago the Lord had given me a warning that the invasion had already begun. They had already started taking over human bodies. I've been getting emails from people asking what are the numbers today. How am I supposed to know? That cracks me up. How am I supposed to know what the numbers and percentages are of humans to non-humans today? I know it's getting noticeable. A lot of people are starting to notice it. You know that when something gets noticeable, it has to be getting up there in numbers. Just the sheer sociopathic society that we have. One of Satan's traits is just being a total sociopath. And people are seeing other beings with weird looking eyes, weird skin, very tall giants amongst us. Yeah, our topography, our own landscape is going to be changing. Not just with generally the people that inhabit our earth. The commercials on TV have been warning us for years, trying to prepare us for years. All these commercials about animals in office buildings. Your boss is an animal. You're working with animals. American Express does that all the time. Conditioning. Geico commercials. A little lizard. Insurance guy and stuff that just wants to make you scream and get out a 12 gauge and shoot the things head off? Yeah, those kinds of things are coming. In the last days when the veil is lifted, we're going to be able to see these alien and demonic beings amongst us. Demons are taking over bodies. Aliens are taking over bodies. Everybody wants a body for the last days, so, it's what I've been warning about. This is the age of Aquarius. The arrival of the ascended masters with what the Iranians are calling their Mahdi. Just stuff that I've been warning about for years, you're going to see slowly. Of course, we haven't been sitting around doing nothing. We've been busy warring against them. http://www.cherrytalkradio.com/transcribe/2009/8-24-09.htm. The government has been conditioning us to the existence of aliens. In these last days, the Bible says it will be a time of mass hybridization and the mixture and corruption of human DNA by fallen angels, also known as aliens. The government is and has been conditioning the existence of aliens through Hollywood, science fiction, cartoons, and other sources. However, they are not telling you the whole truth. These aliens are not ascended masters, or enlightened ones, or beings from galaxies millions of miles away, nor are they our forefathers or original creators. They are fallen angels who were kicked out of heaven for their rebellion against the headship of God, and they believe they have one last chance to try to usurp his authority. They know he is coming to the earth to destroy them once and for all, Battle of Armageddon, and to gather those who are his and to establish his reign on earth. The Lord has told me that in the coming days, these aliens will make their presence more visibly and physically known on earth. As the end times approach, the lies of extraterrestrial lineage, heritage, and creation will come out in full force. The Bible says Lucifer resides in the first and second heavens, space, that is where he resides, and not in hell, as many believe. Satan has dominion over the first and second heavens but not over all the alien races, only those who rebelled with him specifically and not those who rebelled later. He rules from Orion and is a winged draconian. He is not omniscient, or omnipresent, thus he needs his minions to cover a lot of territory on the earth to keep up with what is going on in what we call reconnaissance and spying. Are UFOs real? Yes, They have vehicles to travel in, but these are not aliens from galaxies in other universes, but from our own solar system and own outer space. As in the days of Noah, so shall the last days be. Although the humanoid races tend to stay out of Earth affairs and tend to uphold a neutral stand and just watch everything, the Luciferian groups of aliens, greys, reptilians, will run rampant on the Earth, and are doing so already. But we have not seen anything yet like we are going to in the near future. They have perfected DNA manipulation and can look human while being hybrid/demon/aliens, such as Star Children hybrids, with the ability to shapeshift into their original form and then back into a human form. No, this is not science fiction or Saturday morning cartoon central. This is real. Fiction, cartoons, X-Files, this is just conditioning to get you and your children used to seeing these things happen and to just accept it when it starts to happen more in the future, exposing it instead of keeping it behind closed doors. If you want to know what is going on, sometimes the best information is in the tabloids disguised as fiction or in Hollywood movies, where they often reveal plans and agendas disguised as entertainment. One of the more notable quotes I've never forgotten was one of the last lines in a movie I watched last year from X-Men 2 in which one of the hybrids says, "We've been playing by your rules long enough. Now, maybe, it's time you started to play by ours." Phil Schneider, a civil engineer contracted to build secret underground facilities for clandestine organizations, the ones dealing with these aliens and signing treaties with them, described the evidence he encountered that ETS would be the true rulers of a one-world government, and was a reason why he and many others left the service of U.S.-based clandestine organizations. Schneider was killed in what appears to be a naval assassination hit. In fact, whenever you start to talk about or expose the government's involvement with aliens, their treaties with them or their plans, you become a target, just as Bill Cooper, former Navy intelligence officer, who rode Behold a Pale Horse. He was gunned down in a standoff with sheriff deputies at his home last year. Many have tried to wake up and warn the public about the aliens in our midst. I encourage you to read the Dulce Base book on my website at thewatcherfiles.com. It is all there. You can read all of it right from the website. Also, the Cosmic Conflict series that is on the website has great insight and information concerning what the government keeps from the public. The veil is being lifted, and the time will come when men will reject sound doctrine and accept doctrine of devils, aliens, through false prophets, today's pastors. The time is coming when we will see with through the spiritual realm and those in it. Fallen angel hybrids and reptilian draconians masquerading as ascended masters, our creators and beings of light, they will deceive the world and prepare the heralding of their master, the Antichrist. They were here before, and they will come back again. According to the prophecy of Daniel, they will do it again in the fourth and final kingdom of the beast. They will mingle with the seed of men. Daniel 2, 43. It is this UFO phenomena, once revealed, that could be the trigger of the falling away, apostasy, of the church as predicted in 2 Thessalonians 2:3. The Bible warns that because the world rejects the truth of the Bible that God will send them a strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they may all be condemned who did not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians 2:11. I believe the coming delusion or lie is coming right from the UFO/New Age phenomena. The UFO cults say that the aliens are the Elohim, that they are our God, gods, that they are our forefathers and they created us and are returning to help us restore peace on the earth. This is the lie. This is also the driving force behind the New World Order that they're not telling you about. The truth is, an alien or demonic invasion isn't coming, it's already here. For some reason most of church believes the Nephilim race was destroyed by the flood. Then where did Goliath come from? The Amalek, the Kenites, all the 18 hybrid cities Joshua destroyed to reclaim the land of Israel? They didn't go anywhere, except maybe underground to perfect DNA mixing to come out again in the last days undetected. They have perfected the giant gene defect. In fact, now they can shop in our stores, sit next to us on a bus, and most wouldn't know any different. They look human but they are not. They are the tares sown into the wheat. The church has been silent about UFOs and abductions. About hybridization, fetus thefts, the impregnation of women by these beings. Now that they've assimilated into our population as star children, politicians and civilians, who can detect them?